This recording, Barbados 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so Barbados, very interesting island to be born on, first of all. You're talking about 166 square miles, which is not much. But the interesting thing about Barbadians is that we feel, if you live in Christchurch, which is at the bottom, that's where my family lived eventually. But I was born in St. Michael, which is next door. Yes, of course, at the hospital. But seriously speaking, my mom's family was from the same St. Michael, not too far away from the hospital. And the area is what one would call it's a ghetto, but it, as with most ghettos, you always have the part that's the good part, and then there's the part that never gets better. So we grew up on the side that was the good part, and my mom would be considered having come from town, as they would say. So she came from town. So this is back to my point about the small island. Even though it's small, you see places as having these great distances. So mommy came from town. And daddy came from the country, which is what Christchurch would be, St. Philip would be country. And so when you live in Christchurch and you meet somebody who lives in St. Lucie, which is at the top of the island, they say, "Oh, you live real far, boy." that is far. How you getting up there? So basically, it's an island where, as much as it's small, people, in other words, all Bajans don't know each other. Barbadians would be Bajan. So I am a Bajan, and we speak a Bajan dialect. So your Bajan dialect now is a corruption of English. It's broken English, basically. So, let me see. So how you, which is to say, how are you? And the how you would be, the intonation is more about concern. If it's real concern, they would say, "So how you do? I ain't seen you for so long. So what happened the other day? Where they carry you? Where they take you?" Tech is basically to say, where did they take you? So it is broken English as well as shortening actual words. So when I say take instead of take, it would have been tech. Barbadians, we emphasize our R's. As a matter of fact, when we talk, we emphasize whatever the word is. We are very particular about calling a word correctly. There's a word that I Like, okay, in Barbados, we would say Caribbean. We say Caribbean, but living here now, I say Caribbean, which most of the rest of the Caribbean does. But Barbados is a Caribbean. So if you notice, we are very particular about saying it as it is. I remember my son, when he started to talk, he would say, "Mommy, please, can I get some water?" And my mother would be like, "No, Xavier, it is not water, it's water." And so, even though they're Trinidadian, they call it ours.